Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Many, many years ago, Al, when I covered the Philadelphia Eagles, I went to one man for honesty because I knew I would always get it. And I did, from the great G. Cobb. He now has gcobb.com. There is nobody who's better at determining the difference between a lie and the truth than this man right here, G. Cobb. Hi, G. Cobb.
How you doing, Angelo?
Gee, did you watch the dog and pony show the Sixers put on yesterday?
Yeah, I was checking it out. Yeah, they did a pretty good job over there.
Did they pile it up pretty good?
I tell you what, they somebody should get an Academy. No, I'm just kidding. No, I thought there was a lot of sincerity with some of the things they were saying. Of course, you know, they were, it seemed like a, Brett Brown really enjoyed, you know, talking about, hey, they're always firing me. I'm fired all the time. You know, I think he was waiting to get that out. I think that really gave him some satisfaction, you know.
All right, wait a minute. Look, but let's analyze the veracity of the statement. Has he been fired all 6 years he's been here, G. Cobb?
No, I don't think it's been. No, it hasn't been all 6 years, no.
And have the people of this city been unfair to him?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No. I mean, look at some of the things that, you know, people have put up with. I mean, it's...
So why the attitude? Why the attitude?
Well, you know, I think that he definitely is going through a tough time. I mean, different times I've walked through him, you know, in the locker room and, you know, during the press conferences and things, and you can see he definitely was under pressure. So if they say that his job wasn't on the line, then he definitely was feeling the pressure from somewhere.
All right, that's a great observation because maybe that explains his behavior. So why wouldn't the owner end all speculation weeks ago and say, no, Brett's here for the long term, instead of basically ducking every question about it?
Well, I think they wanted to keep their options, you know, available to them.
Well, that makes yesterday a bunch of lies because he said it was never in doubt. Brett was always coming back, and it's these people making stories up. That's what the owner said.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I guess you could look at it in different ways, you know. I guess that's the way he validates that you can, you know, he wanted to keep him. You know, you want to keep him, but you're going to leave the door open.
Yeah, that's what he was hedging his bet.
That's what he did.
He hedged his bet, and then he lied after the fact. Is there another way to interpret it? If there is, I need to hear it from you, G.
Well, I guess he rationalizes it, you know, that, hey, I wanted to keep him the whole time.
Yeah, that's called a lie. All right, let me get at this. Go ahead.
No, I hear what you're saying, and he definitely, if you would have probably talked about it further, he definitely was leaving the door open that if he, you know, if they didn't do certain things, then he probably was going to, you know, go ahead and make that decision to get rid of him, but he hadn't made it yet.
All right,
so I guess he rationalized he hadn't fired him yet.
Gee, the final 3 minutes of the game of Game 7, were they well coached on the Sixers sideline?
No, I thought they did a poor job, without a doubt. And I have to also say that, you know, Jimmy Butler, who had been doing such a great job, that I was saying, hey, man, put the ball in his hands, he's going to make a great decision. And he really, he didn't. You know, He got too lax in that. I know you don't want to rush things, but he took too much time. And he could have initiated things and got himself a good shot,
okay,
you know, at the least. But I thought that, you know, he definitely, they didn't get the job done there at the end. No.
Well, also, I have a point guard that Brett Brown picked out who was invisible for those minutes, Ben Simmons. Can you give me a read on Ben Simmons and how he performed with the season on the line?
Now, you know that, you know, Ben has, you know, put himself in a situation where he's not confident at the free throw line. So he's really almost allergic to the basketball late in games because he's not confident at the free throw line, and people are going to foul him. In fact, they fouled him just intentionally just to put him at the free throw line. So he's got to do some things inside and mentally to get toughen himself to where, you know what, I'm going up here confident. I'm going to make this shot, and I'm going to take the shot. And if I were to miss it, it's not the end of the world. And he's got to look at that way when he takes jump shots. Hey, come on, kids take jump shots. Take a jump shot. It's not the end of the world if you miss it. But you got to be willing, and you got to have enough courage to take the shot. And he's got to get to that point. But, you know, looking at his jumper, though, he's got to make up his mind. Is it right hand or left hand? Because it seems like the way his hands go up, you know, it's like he's got to make a decision. I'm going to shoot with the right hand when I'm shooting jumpers or with the left hand. And I'm going to do same thing at the free throw line.
Right,
and then he's got to have enough courage to take the shot.
Now we're to the – this is a critical point in this conversation. Do you have a brother?
Yes.
When you were playing football, did he refine your tackling technique?
No. I didn't have brothers.
Did because you see, Liam Simmons, his brother, is his shooting coach, and we think that's a bad idea. How do you feel?
Yeah, they definitely haven't got the job done yet. it doesn't look good. No, it does. You know, it's not just that, you know, he misses it. The technique doesn't look good. So
yeah, that's why I asked about your brother. I thought he could have helped you. Maybe you missed the tackle at an Eagles game, and your brother took you aside and said you should have led with your left shoulder instead of your right. Something like that.
Well, I tell you what, my older brother he could do it because he's always been hard on me, you know. So,
okay.
But whatever, they have not pushed him. Come on. He's too good of an athlete. He's one of the best athletes I've ever seen.
Right.
You know how fast he is?
I know it.
Jump out of the gym.
Right.
He's a great athlete. But he needs to be pushed. Come on. He could be one of the greatest to ever play.
All right. Let's get to the other big name, and we're getting to what G trolled him on. But first, Embiid. Do you think Embiid was in good shape during the playoffs? Did you think he was?
No.
He was not. All right. So who do I hold responsible for that?
Well, it starts with all of them. I think that you know starts with Embiid. Of course, you know he's a grown man, but then you know his boss, you know, and the whole organization. I mean, he's got to definitely you know discipline himself. He wants to be a great player. He says that. Well, you got to show me by living it. And it's not just a kind of thing where it's just basketball. He's got to monitor what he eats. You know, he's got to watch that. He needs to be working out on a consistent basis. You know, and he's definitely got some baby fat on him. He needs to drop that off. You know, he's going to be – he can get stronger. I mean, he's naturally strong. And he's one of – again, both of those guys are – amazing athletes, the things they're able to do. And Embiid, if he dedicates himself, he can be one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
All right. Why should fans have confidence that he's going to change or that Ben's going to change when the people up top have not changed, that it's all the same people? If anything, it seems that Brett Brown is more indebted than ever to Embiid because it sounds like Embiid helped to save his job. Why would Embiid suddenly start listening to this stuff when they tell him to do it?
Well, it did seem like, you know, with all the crying after the game and all that. I mean, if he doesn't want to have to do that again, I mean, you're going to have to dedicate yourself. And, you know, it's not – see, when the bright lights go on, that's not when you do the work. It's when nobody's watching, you're doing the work. And so when the bright lights go on, you're ready.
Yep.
And – if he wants to be like that, but there have been other great athletes that have suffered and then they came back. I mean, Jordan went through that where they were pushed around by the Pistons, and he made all those guys get in the weight room, and they all came back stronger, and they said, you know what? We're not going to get pushed around anymore.
Right.
And they started winning championships.
This leads to you and your good friend Seth Joyner on Twitter. Both of you took to task Joel Embiid for the crying jag he went on after the loss, including the girlfriend wiping the tears. Could you tell us why you found that unpalatable? You didn't care for that.
You can't do that. Come on. As much smack as he talks, the thing about the technology now is that when you put something online, you can't get rid of it.
Right.
So from now on, if he talks smack to somebody, they're going to go, what? Crybaby? Let me show this guy here. He's talking about how tough he is. Look at this. Oh,
I'm looking at it right now. John Johnson's got it up on the screen, and he's crying again. Yes, he's still crying.
You know, I felt like coming in there and doing the Godfather on him, saying, act like a man, you know. What's the matter with you, you know?
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to be Tom Hanks yelling, there's no crying in basketball.
Right, that, if you were a teammate of his, all right, I'm going to put him back in your era, G, and he walked in the locker room and you knew that.
Oh, man.
He'd get crushed for that, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would get killed. Yep. He would hardly ever be able to say anything in the locker room again, ever.
Wow.
You know, crying, you know, his girlfriend, oh. Man, oh, hey, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Man, they would have killed him. I mean, and you know, we had guys that would never let something go. I mean, on the airplane, they're on you.
Yep.
You know, when you're out in a huddle, you know, guys used to get on guys right in the huddle. You know, like, oh, they would never let it go.
Yeah.
And he would have got crushed if he did that. But I understand, and I like Joel. I mean, he's a good guy. Hey, he's a young guy, but it sounds like he wants to make a change, and that's the belief I have. I think that he is going to make a change in his life,
and
he's going to it's going to work out for him.
I'm going to just tell you this: just damn Johnson's got this thing going now. His girlfriend's rubbing his head. It's not good. GCobb.com. Check it out every day. G, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.